But you did mention that the Milton Keynes was built on a grid road system. It was built for the city of the car. Everybody would say it has succeeded brilliantly in that aspect. So why is it that every single expansion plan, both the east and the west flank, immediately move away from that very successful grid road system?
Well, if you look at what happens on a public transportation system, you do want people to be developed, meeting the needs of transport and themselves to move about. What the car did, and indeed what the new towns did, because land wasn't important there, they spread out in such a way. And by the way, can I tell you, when I've driven into, unless you know that network, K1, 5K5, whatever it is,
it's
it
V
is
and
not
H.
Any, hey?
It's V and H, vertical and horizontal.
Well, okay, but unless you know precisely the point you've said, and you just drive into Milton Keynes, it's the most confusing, ruddy place to get around. Now, I've been a seaman. I've been in New York. It didn't take me seconds to work out the second 42nd Street by 51st Street. I could work all that out. You say, but it's V and J. Well, if you just
no,
come
V
from...
and H.
Well,
and it's
okay,
V1,
you're
V2,
great. You
V3.
Live there. Okay, V and H. But at the end of the day, you drive there, arrive there. You don't know that. You just see all these letters and numbers. So please, don't tell me it's clear. To many people coming in, it's often very confusing.
As a matter of interest, Mr. Prescott, when was the last time you actually drove through Milton Keynes? No, yourself. You was actually at the wheel of the car.
I heard you say that. Me, drive. Please don't suggest I don't drive a car. Hell, they call me two Jags, don't they? So I must drive one of them, mustn't I? Yes, I have one, not two. But basically, I was there, must have been about 8 months ago.